Welcome back after lunch. I hope you had a good lunch together. For this meeting, the main agenda, to discuss about the conceptual design meeting. And the agenda will be the opening, and that's the project manager or secretary, that's me, and the presentations from the Christine and Agnes and Mr. Ed. And finally, in this meeting, we have to decide and we have to take a decision on the remote control concepts and the functional design. So we have 40 minutes. I think it's a little bit low, but I hope we can finish it up. So I'll hand out to the functional team, to the Christine, to discuss about the components concept.
Okay, so if you could open the PowerPoint presentation, I'm number two.
Number two.
Components design. There we go. So can we put it in slideshow mode? Yeah.
The next
Right
one.
here. Is that little, that one? Yes, please. Thank you. So we were looking specifically at the components, the following components: the case, the power supply, the means of communications with the television set. And then, since we had talked about using some sort of speech recognition, you have to have a microphone. Well, no, you don't actually have to have a microphone in the device, but maybe you do have a way. It has to hear the speaker, and so it could be in the television set, could be in the device, but somewhere you have to put the microphone. And a way of making beeps or sounds so you can find it when it gets lost. So the other thing that we, so our method for going about this is we've looked at the historical record, what's worked, what hasn't. And then we also wanted to evaluate some new materials, and we contacted manufacturing for their input because, of course, we might come up and choose a material that then manufacturing didn't have the technologies or capabilities to offer us. So this is the approach that we took during our research. So for the case, we were making a specific assumption that it would be curved in design. Of course, I wanted it to be expandable and shrinkable, but that doesn't seem to be one of the choice, not an option we can really seriously explore. So then we were thinking about rubber, but unfortunately that's been limited because of the heat factor, and there might be some problems with the how it goes with the board. And then plastic also has this problem of melting, and it's brittle. It gets brittle after a while, so we still had titanium and wood available. But unfortunately, titanium's also been eliminated. The people in manufacturing said that you couldn't make curved cases out of titanium, although how Apple did it with the PowerBook, I'm not quite sure. But nevertheless, they've eliminated all of our options except wood.
What's
So this is our
environmentally
finding. And
friendly?
it is, she said, it's an environmentally friendly material. So we're currently proposing, we'll get to my personal preferences in just a second. So then there's this other matter of the chips, and well, we could use a simple design on the board, but these simple chips, but that's only works for the buttons. You don't get very much intelligence with this simple one. And then there was the regular, which I regret that I've forgotten exactly why I'm eliminating that one. The other option was this advanced chip on print. And we found that it includes this infrared sender, which, remember, the beam was, that was an important component of finding the right chip. And manufacturing has told us that they've recently developed a sensor and a speaker that would be integrated into this advanced chip on print. So we now jumping right to our personal preferences. I really think we should, you know, use some of some really exotic woods, like well, you guys come from tropical countries, so you can kind of think of some trees and some nice woods. I think that people might really want to design their own cases. You see, they could do sort of this three-dimensional design on the internet, and then they could submit their orders, kind of like you submit a custom car order, you know, and you can choose the color and the size of the wheels and the colors of the leather and things like that. And then I think we should go with the solar cells as well as the microphone and speaker on the advanced chip. So this is the findings of our research and my recommendations for the new remote control would be to have to be made out of wood. Have any problems with that?
Can you go back one slide?
I'm not sure. I know. Let's see. Let's go back up here.
Yes. Our question. What's mean exactly advanced chip on print? What's the meaning of that?
I think it's a multiple chip design, and it's maybe printed onto the circuit board. I could find out more about that.
Yeah, is it meant it's
the
on
next
the
next meeting?
Yeah, is it on microprocessor based or?
I don't know, but I'll find out more at our next.
Okay,
meeting.
That would be great. So if you find out from the technology background, okay, so that would be good.
Sounds good.
Why was the plastic eliminated as a possible material?
Because it gets brittle, cracks. Mm-hmm. We expect these remote controls to be around for several hundred years. So,
what do you think?
Good expression.
Good expression. Well, after us.
I don't know, speak for yourself.
I think with window, you run into the same types of problems. You know, I mean, it chips it, if you drop it. It's, I'm not sure.
So you're not convinced about the wood?
Yes. You're what?
I'm ready to sell it.
If you use really good quality wood, then it might work. Well, but you can't just
you could sell oils with it.
The only wood
it.
You can use are the ones that are hard.
Yeah,
hard
exactly.
Wood. But there's some very pretty woods out there. That's actually a very innovative idea.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm having a hard time keeping the control over my face.
Well, it's actually a very innovative, different idea that you can choose your color of wood, your type of wood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each person is going to have their personalized, individualized speech recognition remote controlling wood. It's not on the market.
Yeah, so it looks good, the design, the functional design. What about you?
In terms of comments on this, or
in terms of comments first.
She works in the cubicle next to me, so she was already a little bit prepared for this.
Yeah.
Luckily, Anne was not.
I think if we can get the quality materials, then it shouldn't influence the design principles too much, which you'll see with my presentation. One thing we'd have to check, though, is with the users, how quickly the novelty wears off of having.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have splinters in your hand while you're using it.
For example. So, have to see how kid-friendly it is and all of that. But
it's really good if your dog gets a hold of it, they can use it for teething.
They do that anyway with rubber and plastic. So
yeah, they do it with other
chew
materials
up.
As well. Yeah.
Okay, then let's move to Agni.
Sure.
student for sprint 3. Soon?
So it's a very short presentation. I'm actually going to draw you the layout on the board. So if you want to just go straight to the second slide, which basically shows sort of, I took the ideas that we were talking about last time and tried to put that into the remote control. So the things that you can actually see on it are the on-off switch, volume and channel control, the menu access button, ergonomic shape, which I completely agree with Christine's idea to have it sort of molded so it's slightly more ergonomic and comfortable to hold than the standard very straight remote controls. And actually the other thing with the wood, if we take your customizing idea, is that people can actually do sort of quasi measurements on their hand size. So if someone has larger hands,
right, my hand
you have
is
a wider
different
remote
size
control
than yours, for example.
So that's actually a really good idea for customizability. One thing I thought might be kind of interesting is to put a flip screen on it, just like you have on flip phones, so that you don't have this case where someone sits on the remote control or accidentally puts their hand on it, especially if you have little kids around. They're not pressing the buttons while you're trying to watch a TV show and accidentally change a channel or turn it off. I also, you had issues with batteries running out, so I thought maybe we could put a little battery life light on it that kind of goes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer as your battery starts to die. And in terms of invisible features, audio and tactile feedback on button presses.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, speech recognition. So in terms of what this thing would actually look like, despite working in interface design, I'm not the greatest artist in the world, so you'll have to forgive me. You have something like this with an on-off switch, fairly big, sort of in the corner and by itself, so you don't accidentally turn your TV off while you're trying to maneuver other buttons. And then you have sort of one of those toggle displays for channels and volume, sort of for surfing channels and then volume. So the volume would be the up and down, volume goes up and down, and then channels left to right. And then here you have your sort of standard telephone-ish number pad. And then on one side, you would have an access to the menu on your TV. And on the other side, a way to turn off the voice control. So that if the user doesn't want to use their voice, they can just turn it off and you don't have the remote control accidentally changing things on you. So again, you can have a little LCD light somewhere, the flip thing, and the forgotten thing. I don't think so. So as you can see, it's a very, very simple design, which is one of the things I really wanted to keep, is keep it simple, not have too many buttons, not have too many functionalities thrown into it. I think the design can pretty much carry over to everything, although with the wood, the flip screen might have to do something slightly different.
Be like a copper hinge.
Yeah. But you also have to start watching out for the weight, because depending on how much the flip screen will add to the weight of the remote control, you don't want it to start getting too heavy. But that's the general layout with the general functionalities. If we come up with something else, as you can see, there's still lots of space on the actual remote control. And if you do it customizably, you can make this thing fairly small or fairly large, depending on personal preferences. So that's pretty much all I had to say. I mean, everything else in terms of design issues. And the centering of the keypad and the channel is just depending on where your thumb is. And you tend to use the volume control and the browsing more than the actual number pad. So that would be sort of in direct line of where your thumb goes when you're holding the remote control, the number pad a little bit lower because it's used less frequently. So once we decide exactly what we want, then we can figure out the exact positioning. But more or less, I think it should go along those lines.
So what's your comments or?
Simple design. So consumers want.
Okay.
It's almost like, Houston, we have a product here. Problem is obviously going to be cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also have a very simple presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So from a marketing point, you have to see what the consumers want. I also have copied a different type of remote.
If you can find me where we're at. Unless there will be one in here. Not too much.
Sure.
It's going to be modified. They're stealing our product.
We've been giving simple questionnaires in different areas because obviously we have to see what the consumers are looking for today. Since the trends change very, very quickly. In 6 months, maybe this idea has already gone out the window. So it's going to be a question of how fast we can act. They already erased the rest of them, huh?
No.
Go to
findings.
No. The market trend. This is what we know from the last, from the questionnaires, from the, all the surveys we've done. Fancy and feel good, that's what we've been looking for. Something that feels good in the hand, that's easy to use. Looking for a next generation of innovation, because all the remotes out there now, they're all very similar, they all do the same thing. We have to have something completely different. Okay? Easy to use has become another major interest that, with the whiteboard, we can see that it's a remote that's easy to use. And I think this is another thing that's interesting, is the consumer's actually willing to pay the price for exciting technology. So even if we have a product that may be more expensive, if it comes out right, if it looks and feels good and has technology. The second two, you can see the last one is a very easy, simple design. The second one, there's about 45,000 different buttons on it, which makes it fairly hard to read, fairly hard to use. The first one, I see that they put in a display. Now there's something else with the little flip-up. Now we're adding all kinds of things in, but with the little flip-up, if you have a little display on the flip-up, and when you close it, everything's locked.
Yeah.
Maybe the display also makes it easier to use, because sometimes when you're looking for buttons, maybe if you see a display.
Context-sensitive instructions.
Right.
Okay.
Depending on what mode, the TV or the DVD or something else is in.
Especially
it
might be
the standard
like that for training the speech recognition.
Now you have one with a very simple also. The idea is simple, but with a display.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what you're doing. So maybe if you can incorporate the easiness of use,
mm-hmm.
trendy, fancy, feels good. with a display. Wood. Designer wood, designer colors.
Yeah, maybe what you could do is when somebody orders the device, you could send them like some sort of a foam rubber ball.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would squeeze it and it would take the shape of their hand.
Yeah, so it's really molded
to
your specific thing.
And then you would know like what the geometry of their hands would be, and
call it a squeeze.
You know what kind of wood
resistance, you get. Right.
But for that, you'd also have to do sort of an average across families. And
that's
like
right.
That.
That's right. You would
unless everyone
too far
has their
down
own
down
personal
that.
Remote.
Well, that actually would increase the revenue.
The
sales.
Yeah.
Yep. I hope so.
No, but incorporating the three. Obviously be something totally new on the market,
yeah.
Totally different. And
well, already the customizability is a really good sort of
Nokia that came out with changeable colors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take it apart, put on another
yeah.
face, take it off and put on another
right.
face.
And that took
they
off.
Sold
yeah.
millions.
Yeah.
Millions. So. So say with the findings, with the research, easy to use, something totally new.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come up with something totally new that is not on the market.
We'd also have to consider that who we were going to get to make these custom cases in terms of manufacturing processes. We might want to learn about labor laws, you know, in different countries and so forth, so we can do it cheap, but don't want to exploit labor in third world countries. So actually, you could turn it around and say that the reason the cost is high for the device is because you're paying a working wage to the person who made the device.
Yeah, but we can get a production in countries like India. Yes,
low.
Yes, countries like India or China or Malaysia. So you can go with better futures and better price, and you can sell more. So.
Good. Well, that'd be something that manufacturing would have to
So
explore more.
Yeah.
And
where manufacturing is
so
another step.
Yeah. So
to design.
Yes, but that we can talk about the production later. Okay, depends on the quantity. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we don't need to have our own fabric factory or something. So we can have a tie-up with who. Do the fabric, okay, for the different electronics items, then we can have a business tie-up and to cut the cost, okay, to sell more. So, but let's decide first about the components concept and interface concept, okay, if it is acceptable for both of you, what Ed was talking, and your design. With you want with the display or without display or just simple? So
I think it depends. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but we need to really think about how useful it's going to be, because theoretically with a TV you already have a big display right in front of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to keep costs down, then maybe sacrificing the display is a way to go. I mean, it depends on how much putting a display costs. And what it would be used for, very specifically what it would be used for.
Because
if it's only used for one little thing, then putting in a big display case or a big display that's probably expensive just to do the training on the chip for the speech recognition or whatever may not be the most cost efficient way to go, but that's just sort of speculation. I mean,
what do you think, Ed? You like the display in one of the concepts that you showed. Do you know how much it costs to add a little display like this? You want to take an action item and go find out?
Because we have to find out the cost on it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's no problem. I'm here for pushing it after it's made.
Yes.
I will market it. Once we get a price on it, then we can market it.
So the advanced chip on print is what we've determined in the engineering industrial design is the recommendation, and I think we've kind of come to some agreement regarding this concept of a wooden case,
mm-hmm.
a customizable and.
What about the buttons? Would the buttons be wood too, or?
I don't think so. No, I think they could be rubber like they are now.
Yes.
So you have that
tactile looks nice,
experience.
So.
Of
yeah, so what we'll do is we will stick with the simple design for time being until the Ed finds out about the how much it's cost as extra in case we go for the display.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe what you can do is both of you, you can come up with the prototype, okay, the model.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So, are we done with this meeting?
Yeah, I hope. Is it okay if they will come up with the prototype design? Okay, then they can show you how it looks like, and then we can submit to the management. Okay. Then in the meantime, you can come up with the price, how much it's cost is extra for the display,
and
a marketing strategy. That's very important. Okay. Yes. How much you can sell extra? Of course, you'll make money too. So it's not only fired; you make money too. Your commission. Okay. So any questions? So by next meeting, so please come up with the prototype, okay? Then we can proceed from there.
Okay.
So okay.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for all your efforts, and coming for the meeting again, and see you soon then.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.